More than a dozen military members and their family and friends came to the KBIA studios in September to take part in StoryCorps' Military Voices Initiative in partnership with the MU Extension Community Arts Project. Through this Wednesday, we'll be sharing portions of those oral histories on air and on KBIA.org. After 12 years of service in the U.S. Navy and military, Kendale Carter received a medical discharge for his PTSD symptoms. When he arrived home, he struggled with his condition, while also coping with the death of his younger brother, who died of a brain tumor, and the separation from his first wife. Kendale came to StoryCorps with longtime family friend Jenny Greaves to talk about his struggles and what it took for him to persevere.
I think the biggest thing that I had to adjust to was was the rules. In the military, there's one way. That's the only way that we know.
How about after deployment? What was the most difficult thing to adjust to after coming home?
Adjusting back to marriage life would probably be my hardest one, which in turn turned into a divorce. You know, you spend 10 months in a country that's nothing like the United States and deal with rocket attacks sometimes on a daily basis, and then you come back and the house that you left has molded into a new home where they've handled everything on their own without you. It took a toll on both sides as far as realizing it's just going to take time and everything's not going to just go right back to the way it was.
What advice would you have for military couples dealing with similar issues?
Patience. It takes a lot of patience to understand that, one, the soldier has changed, and two, the family structure, whether it's a husband or a wife that's at home taking care of the children, it takes a lot of patience to adjust to getting back to where roles are played and getting back to the normal way of life before deployment.
When was your final separation from the military?
January of this year, of 2013. It was a medical separation due to my PTSD and anxiety and I guess fears of being around my weapon and things like that. So I was closed off for a while, and so I really didn't let people in to kind of help me.
I had tried to break the wall. Once the wall was broken down, it was a little bit easier.
Like I said, you could relate to me. You knew some of the pains that I was going through, and people need to have a little bit more understanding and patience to understand what combat-related PTSD really means.
So what are some of the most important lessons that you think that you've learned?
Be open. If you've served and you've been to Afghanistan or Iraq, don't be afraid to get the help that is there for you. Don't look at PTSD as a crutch, and you can get past it and live a normal life. But you have to be willing to open up and take the help that is there for you.
That was Navy veteran Kendale Carter and his friend Jenny Greaves talking about Kendale's experiences and hardships during and after his military career as part of StoryCorps' Military Voices Initiative. The story is produced by Andrew Yost for KBIA. I'm Ryan Famuliner. Thanks for listening.